Welcome to Your Story Doesn't End Here, the mental health podcast of military and veterans who refuse to be silenced. I'm your host, Rachel, and my mission with this podcast is to be a voice for those who don't have a voice, bring awareness to mental health issues, provide value and solutions, and to change the culture when it comes to mental health within the DoD organizations. How many of you judge yourself more than anyone else in your life judges you? And every single one of you listening should be raising your hand, because we are our own worst critic. And there's nothing wrong with that if we can figure out how to cultivate that into something that works for us. But if you're like me, oftentimes that does not get cultivated into something that works for me. It ends up turning into this sea of overwhelm in my brain and me feeling like I'm not good enough for the things that are truly meant to be for me in life. And so a few minutes ago, I was scrolling through Instagram, and if you can't tell, Instagram has been very influential in my life lately, but I came across this post that said something along the lines of, a year from now, you're going to look back at just how beautiful your life is and how grateful you are for how beautiful your life is. And that resonated with me so much more than anything like that has ever resonated with me before, because I'm finally starting to see the pieces fall into place in my life. And usually there's a fear and a hesitancy surrounding that, because I used to get so attached to outcomes, and I'm in this place right now where I am unlearning that, which is a very scary place to be because it's completely changing my persona and who I am. But as I start to mold myself into this different version of me, I don't want to say new version of me, but this different version of me, this beautiful version of me that has never existed before, I start to realize that there's so much to look forward to. And not only that, that there's so many people that are in my corner that maybe I thought would be judgmental of me, but were really supportive of me this entire time. And I have so much gratitude for that. I think that between looking at the 2023 version, you know, what the podcast created in 2023 and what I am looking to create in 2024, and just seeing everything falling into place, I'm like, holy shit, maybe this is something that I'm capable of, and maybe this is meant to be for me. I think I shared with you guys on the podcast previously my vision for what I am doing with mental health in the military and leadership in the military. And in other areas of my life, I'm launching a consulting business, increasing my presence, speaking on stages. And it, literally just in the past week alone, the opportunities for speaking have just like exploded. And what I've realized is that there's two different kinds of people that I've noticed. I mean, we could obviously break this down into little micro categories, but when it comes to building and taking action and leadership and all the things, there's two different kinds of people that I have profoundly noticed in my life. There's a kind of person that they take action right away and the action produces something right away. And then there's people like me that build and they build and they build and they build, intentionally building, or maybe not quite knowing where that building is going, but it is building to something that's going to be beneficial in the future. And for me, I fall into that second category where, you know, I've had visions of things for some time, i.e., you know, building businesses and impacting military mental health and speaking on stages. I've had these visions for a while. I can even throw in writing a book into that mix. But I've been building these things, you guys, for 3 years now, which 3 years has really flown by. And I remember a point in my life when I thought that 2 years from now, this is what my life's going to look like. And my life doesn't look anything like that, like nowhere close. But in that 3 years, I have built such a solid foundation for myself that I know that 2024, I cannot fail in 2024, because all I have done for 3 years is built and built and built this solid, solid foundation that I can now explode into. And I can't remember if I talked about the leadership circle assessment that I took on the podcast, but if I did, I'm going to reiterate it. I think I might have mentioned it in the last episode, but I took this leadership circle assessment that really it aligned with what I knew I needed to work on. It just didn't align with the version of me that I thought I was. And one of the things that I've been focusing so much on lately is taking action. And the way that I've been focusing on this is I've been journaling in the evenings and not consistently every single evening. I try to, but sometimes I'm just tired and it doesn't happen. But what I specifically focus on is how in that specific day, did I execute the thing that I'm trying to work or the thing that I'm working on, taking action? I give myself props for how I did that thing, whether it was in a big way or a small way. And then I plan out how I'm going to take action the next day. And then, you know, I also journal out things like gratitudes and, you know, anything else that's on my mind. Sometimes I brain dump. But it's interesting because there's something that is, it's so simple. When we talk about journaling can be an incredible tool for so many people. And for me, it usually has been an instrumental part of my life. But this act of intentionally journaling, the specific thing that I now know I need to work on, because I think when we're like, yes, journal your gratitudes and journal, you know, what you're looking forward to the next day or, you know, plan your next day, like that's great and all. But if you're someone like me who has had this overwhelmed mind for so long and doesn't quite know what direction to start, a simple brain dump can turn into 2 pages of just continuous writing of, oh, and I need to do this and I need to do this. And this is a priority and this is a priority. And I have such a hard time figuring out like what is actually a priority in my life. But for some reason, doing this leadership circle assessment and honing in on what I need to work on, and then curating and intentionally journaling based off of what I am working on, it's like puzzle pieces fell into place for me. And now I can focus on, okay, when we're focusing on taking action, what can I do tomorrow that is going to, at the end of the day, when I lay my head down, let me know that I took action that day. And I might've been doing this stuff in the past, but I wasn't intentionally focusing on it. And so it's such a cool thing learning more about myself and how I operate and why certain methods that worked for other people and created success in other people's lives didn't work for me. Even though there was this deep frustration in the back of my mind of, well, Rachel, it's so simple. All you have to do is this, this, and this, and then your life will change. And what's crazy is I always knew that taking action is what would be the thing that would change my life. I just didn't know how, because the way my brain works is in certain areas, it is very methodical. Like I need to know, but like, okay, we take action, but like, how are we taking action? So I hope that makes sense, but it was so life-changing for me to just have that experience of just learning more about me. And I love learning more about how the human in general works, because I always learn a little bit more about myself and how I can be better. And there's so much beauty in that. But I know I've been doing a lot of solo episodes this month. I've had a lot of things on my heart that I really want to share with you guys. And actually, it is currently almost 11 o'clock at night on a Wednesday when I'm recording this. I was about to hop in the shower and I just had this like profound idea pop in my head when I saw the Instagram post. So this is kind of a like off the wall recording. I'm not recording in my usual spot, but there's things that I think are really important to share. And to me, this was one of them. So really quick to the point episode, but hopefully impactful for you. Let me see, when is this going to release? I think I got to look at my calendar here because this was so unplanned. I think this is the week of the 4th of December. This might release on Christmas Day. Maybe. I think. Yeah, I think it does. So anyway, Merry Christmas. Thank you guys for following me for another Christmas with Your Story Doesn't End Here. And I'm so excited for another year. By the time next Monday rolls around, it's going to be January 1st. How crazy. It's like first the alignment of dates. I'm looking at my calendar right now. The alignment of dates is like these specific important days are falling on Mondays, except for my birthday, which is the 30th of December, just so you know. Shout out to the December babies. If you know, you know. But it's pretty cool that December 25th is on a Monday. And then January 1st, I think the Monday is a new beginning for a lot of people. And the first of the year is always a new beginning for really everyone. So Merry Christmas if you celebrate. Happy New Year. And I will see you guys in 2024. Looking forward to a phenomenal year. Thank you again for all your support. Make sure you like, subscribe, all the things, share with your audience, and have an incredible rest of your 2023.
Thank you for taking the time to listen in today. With your support, we are able to increase awareness of the mental health issues affecting service members and veterans today with the goal of creating positive change. If you got value from this episode, please take 30 seconds to subscribe and share this episode within your own network. Until next time, remember, your story matters, your mental health matters, and your story doesn't end here.